We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea, and welcome to an update on Chelsea's love telenovela. All right, guys. Bienvenidos a Chelsea's love story. Por Telemundo, hoy, 8:06 minutos. So, anyways, if you didn't tune in yesterday, you missed out on this epic, serendipitous story, divine, amazing beginning of love story. I mean, this is what you see in the movies, guys. This is it right here. So, Brian.
Oh, I was in the office just chilling, and you guys were texting me what was happening, and I was like, this can't be real. What's happening? Like, you guys are all just walking into the same coffee bean together?
I can't believe it was real either. I was... It felt like a lot of things were happening, and I was embarrassed.
Let me give you some context, okay? So, Mama Bean, who's our favorite barista at Coffee Bean next door here on Wilshire Boulevard, she knows Chelsea's single, like maybe you know as well. Because, you know, every once in a while we talk about it. So, by choice, though, she saw another guy by the name of Ryan that also goes to that Coffee Bean as well as Chelsea, right? And she's like, oh my gosh, you guys are perfect for each other. So she goes ahead and tells Ryan about Chelsea, gets Ryan's number for Chelsea on a receipt. And as I'm walking in after the show on Friday to talk to Mama Bean, I have no idea this is going on. She's like, Edgar, get over here, get over here. I got some cheese mint for you. I got some tea that I want to spill. I'm like, what's going on? She's like, I found the perfect guy for Chelsea. I'm talking to Mama Bean. Then Chelsea walks into Coffee Bean. And then as we're all three talking, Ryan,
get out of here,
gosh,
walks into Coffee Bean, and of course, being the great big brother that I am to Chelsea, I ask Ryan this:
what are your first impressions of Chelsea, just honestly?
That's what we played for you yesterday. We got the full interview right now. Chelsea, what were you feeling through this interview as your big brother is interviewing and grilling this guy?
You know, I definitely learned one important thing. I learned that Edgar is the worst wingman to ever have. So there's that. I was so embarrassed. I mean, it was so awkward. You were asking him each. We were asking both of us what we thought of each other while we were seeing in front of each other. So like, it was a lot.
I've never been able to hear blushing through a like phone. But you can hear you blushing, and like
you can
hear your body like just getting hotter by the second.
And I also felt bad for him because we kind of just like bombarded him. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
By the way, Avi, I took a picture of him with Chelsea, and it's up on our Instagram right now, at 97.1 Amp Radio. Go out there, tell us what you think of him. Anyways, here's the audio, all of us together, serendipity, that's what we call him, Mr. Serendipity, meeting Chelsea for the first time in person.
What are your first impressions of Chelsea, just honestly?
This is cool. I wasn't expecting this when I walked in the coffee shop this morning. I don't know, you look like a really nice person. It seems like fun.
Yeah. What about you, Chelsea? What are your thoughts on Ryan?
Same. You're tall. You've got very pretty blue eyes. I appreciate that you have headphones on, so you obviously like music a lot, and I'm very into music, so respect for that.
Do you like hiking?
I do like hiking.
What are your hiking spots?
I like to go out to Malibu a lot.
I'm a Malibu fan.
What kind of music are you into, Ryan?
I like a lot of different things. A lot of hip-hop and rap.
Who are your favorite MCs?
I love Big Sean.
Nice.
Yeah, big fan of him.
From Detroit. That's where I'm from.
Oh, cool. I didn't know that.
Where are you originally from, right?
I'm from Iowa City.
Oh, dope.
Yeah.
What are you up to out here in SoCal?
I write for Yahoo out here.
Do you know what Chelsea does for a living?
She told me you work at Billboard.
Billboard. Mm-hmm. Yep. And I also host a morning radio show with this guy right here.
Oh, yeah. Is that what this is for?
This is definitely this audio is for.
Awesome. So where do we go from here, Ryan?
I don't know. Maybe we could get a drink sometime.
Yeah, I'd like that. That'd be nice.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
A little matchmaking.
Mama Bean, did you just see what happened?
Yes. This means Brad will pay for your date, right, Brad?
Mr. Brad getting put on the spot. Awesome. Well, thank you, Ryan.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for going along with it. I mean, this is kind of weird and awkward. Legit how this all happened, but isn't that what destiny's all about, Chels?
Oh yeah, God. I'm blushing a lot right now.
Yeah, you are.
Very awkward, but thank you.
One last thing, man. Mama Bean said you are single, but are you single?
I am, yeah.
And when was your last relationship?
A few months ago.
Are you fully over her or still not so much?
Yeah, I'm fully over.
Okay. You don't have to worry about Chelsea. It's been about 2 years or so.
Yeah.
Good to go. Totally over the dude. Right?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Well, we'll have an update soon. Mama Bean, anything else you want to say? Your blessing to Chelsea and Ryan?
I hope you guys work out. Since the first day I saw you, I honestly thought of her. No, I really did. I loved you for her. This mom thing in me said, no, I want this guy to date Chelsea. And when you walked into that, I was like, he's here. And the first thing I do, it's weird. I don't know if you noticed, I went over like this and I looked at your finger. I'm like, hey, are you in a relationship? And what did you say? He was like, no.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Awesome. Then he looked at me weird. I'm like, it's not for me.
There it is, guys. Oh, wow. Not awkward at all.
I'm sweating.
I think I crushed
thank you.
I crushed it as a wingman. Thank you very much. Check out the picture of Ryan, Chelsea, Mama Bean, and myself at Coffee Bean when they met for the first time. And give us your vote. Where do you think things should go from here? Do you see a future between Mr. Serendipity and Chelsea? He's a classic white dude with piercing blue eyes, likes to work out. Why are all the white guys laughing in the studio?
Piercing blue eyes.
You made it sound like such a square.
I know.
Guy writes for Yahoo. Well,
that could be. I mean, who's on Yahoo anymore? Right?
I just found out they still exist. It's a website right now.
Let's not clown.
Wait, I think Alex D has a Yahoo email. She's one of the only ones.
Yeah, you're still on that email? Dude, Yahoo email is the one you give at stores when they're asking you for an email.
That's true.
Like junk mail.
They sign me up, Ralph's.
Yeah. All right, we got to wrap this up. Chelsea, has he texted you? Have you texted him before we ask our listeners if what should happen next?
He has not asked me out yet. He has not.
Has he texted, though?
Yeah, just like a hi, this is my number kind of thing.
What did you write back?
Hi.
Oh,
this is my
gosh.
Number.
Damn, well, dude, I mean, you're more like, awkward than Edgar is.
No!
That's why you're single.
No, but I mean, it's like a quick exchange.
Good Lord.
Nothing crazy, but also...
This is so frustrating.
This is the problem. What? But this is the problem I feel like with LA guys is they need to just like act. Make a plan, right?
So, you make a plan.
Yes.
Well, should
Everyone's
I?
Everyone's mad right now.
So we're going to ask our listeners right now, please, what should Chelsea do in this situation? Should she just woman up and be like, yo, let's go on a date, such date? Or continue waiting around for this guy to reach out? 877-971-HITS is the number to call or text. Salmon from LA, good morning.
Good morning, you guys.
Thank you for hanging out with us. What should Chelsea do next with Mr. Serendipity?
First of all, shout out to Chelsea. Woo-hoo!
Woo, thanks, girl. Appreciate it.
First of all, based on my own experience, mm-hmm. there's nothing wrong with a girl asking you guys out.
Right.
Sometimes guys are super shy and they don't know what to do. They don't know what to say. I asked my boyfriend out, and I told him, you want to go to the beach? There you go. And he said, yeah, why not? Mm. It was awkward at the beginning a little bit, but then we started talking, holding hands, and then we knew we want to be together. This way, the guy cannot leave you hanging.
Mm. Okay. There you go. Like Frosted Flakes have been leaving you hanging, Chelsea, for the last three dates.
Well, yeah. Well, that's the thing. I think for me, why I'm a little apprehensive is that I feel like I've had to do that so often where I have to make the first move and ask a guy out. It's true, though.
And
a lot of my friends can relate.
I don't think you should because you're such a great catch. You're absolutely beautiful. You're smart. You're crushing it in life.
Oh,
so I think dudes should be like hollering big time.
To be fair, though, we did ambush him. And I think he's a little nervous about the whole radio thing and being in a little over his head. So I think like you showing some interest in it will like make him feel a little better than,
like, it's
hey, I'm walking into a radio bit.
Plus,
definitely.
He needs promotion for Yahoo. He's a Yahoo writer.
Save Yahoo! Save Yahoo!
Salmon, thank you so much for calling in. Congratulations. I'm glad things worked out for you and your boyfriend.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day, you guys.
Love you, girl. Bye. Sandra from LA. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Sandra, you do not think Chelsea should reach out to Mr. Serendipity. Why?
Vale mucho, chica. Mm-hmm. You know, you're worth a lot.
Worth a lot.
Yes. Chelsea, mm-hmm. I know that man's listening, and if you're listening, you need to man up and ask her out. Do not do that, girl.
Ooh. And that's just, look it. Honestly.
You should have called him out.
Okay. And that's just it. Like, I'm fine being single. I've never been one of those girls. It's like, I need a man. I need a guy. So for me, putting that extra energy into ask a guy out feels sort of like, I don't know, I don't need to do that. It feels a little bit desperate.
Exactly.
And that's kind of where,
you
know, I know I can be stubborn. And so that's why I'm asking you guys your opinion.
Don't be so hard on yourself, Chelsea.
But I struggle with that exact point that you're making.
If it's meant to be with this guy, he'll man up and he'll ask you out. And,
totally.
You know, and if not, someone else is in your cards.
Yeah. Yes, we're on the same page.
Sandra,
love
thank you.
You
so much for calling in.
You're amazing.
All right, have a great Bye.
We love you. Bye.
All right, Brian, what are our text messages saying, bro?
We got Christina from Whittier. It says, I'm all about people finding love, but you have to be willing to take a chance. Don't be scared, Chelsea.
All right.
Then we've got one from the 816. Ask him out. Who says woman can't take control of her own destiny? We got one from the 81. We got another one from Tony Lynn. I don't think she should text him. Isn't the guy supposed to pursue the girl?
There it is. All right, let's go to the Instagram at 971AmpRadio where we have the picture up of Mr. Serendipity and Chelsea. Alex D from social media, what are people saying, bro?
Yeah, Chelsea, people are really interested in your love life, man.
Okay. That's
over 400
guys,
votes
it.
Already.
Oh, wow.
400.
You guys are amazing.
90% think that you should give him a chance.
Oh.
That's based on the picture, so clearly we know that they think he's a good-looking dude.
Yeah.
Okay. Ooh.
And by the way, that's up in our stories, right? At 97.1 Amp Radio on stories. That's where you'll be able to see Mr. Serendipity and Chelsea. Chelsea, ultimately, though, the ball's on your court. Yeah. What are you going to do with Mr. Serendipity? Wrap this up.
So every fiber in my being wants to just not be the one that chases after him. I don't want to text him. Like, I want to be pursued, and I'm busy right now, so I don't necessarily feel like I should be pursuing someone, you know? So that's kind of how I feel. But I also feel like... Why are you laughing?
Go ahead, Joseph.
Let me be on my soapbox right now, okay?
I got you.
I'm going to do it for Mama Bean because I feel like she really believes in this love story, and I trust her. You know, she makes my coffee every morning. That's very important.
You're doing it for the coffee. You're not doing it for the Mama Bean.
But free coffee.
And I also, he does seem like a really great guy. And so, you know what, you guys? I think I'm going to text him today.
All right.
There it is. We'll keep you updated
on this.
He wants
to hang out.
Telenovela. Just don't text hi.
Yeah. Tell us what new one-word text you write back.
Just an emoji. A kissy face emoji.
What will happen between Chelsea and Mr. Serendipity? You'll find out. Keep tuning in, family. I will definitely tell you what's up.
But I am going to wait till after the show to see if he texts me. Just putting that out there.
Okay. Sounds good, Chelsea.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.